So there's this priest, Father Matthew Schneider. He's a member of the Legionnaires of Satan. The Legionnaires of Satan. Who are the Legionnaires of Satan? Well, don't be careful what you Google with regards to Maciel, the satanic rapist, serial rapist, who founded the Legionnaires of Satan. And he's tweeting about me right now because I posted a picture of what I thought was a Polish soldier from World War II. You're not allowed to post anything from World War II, ladies and gentlemen, unless it is very clearly an American, United States of America, raw, raw, apple pie. In World War II, very often Polish soldiers would lift uniform parts from the enemy. They would roll their sleeves up. The guy who wrote this, who authored this thing, the artist, he freehanded it. He was really proud of it, young kid, is Polish. His family suffered in World War II. He is Polish. But the truth doesn't matter to a Legionnaire of Satan. You may remember Matthew Schneider from such episodes as, "It's okay to kill babies." In order to have a vaccine from the cold, from the virus, the dreaded virus. Father Pfeiffer, as he has sometimes been called, Father Matthew Schneider. Now, he is autistic. As in, he's very proud of being autistic. He's publicly an autist. It is dubious whether or not an autist should even be made a priest. I'm not sure that an autist should be made a priest. I don't know if he can actually receive holy orders. You do have to have a minimum level of competence to receive holy orders. I don't know if someone who is autistic or on how far on the autistic spectrum it is permissible to ordain a man. But this man is ordained into the order founded by Marcial Maciel. And Marcial Maciel, who is the Mexican Catholic priest who founded the Legion of Christ and the Regnum Christi movement, is a serial rapist from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. He was a close friend of John Paul II. Even when allegations came to light about the satanic rapings and the pedophilia and the drug abuse, the many, many mistresses and the children, the plagiarism. Well, but this man could raise money. This man could raise money. And therefore, he was in the good graces of John Paul the Great. John Paul the Great. Father Matthew Schneider descends from that order. He is a member of that group. And would it surprise you that the ends justify the means in the life of one Father Matthew Schneider? Would it surprise you at all that this man believes that it's perfectly permissible to kill people in order to survive the dreaded COVID virus. He was the man who authored a bunch of articles about how it is okay to take the vaccine, that it doesn't constitute any grave cooperation with abortion, with murder, that these cell lines, because, well, the cell lines that we have, that we use, those are from like the 70s. We're talking about a murder that happened 50 years ago. Why are you so bent out of shape? Your proximity to it in time, he redefines moral proximity. Your moral proximity is now defined as your chronological proximity in the mind of Matthew Schneider. In the mind of Matthew Schneider, your chronological proximity to the snuffing out of human life is what's important. And if you can get away with murder 50 years later in order to survive the common cold, or, well, one of the top 10 flus that you'll ever have in your life, if you can get away with murder 50 years later, then fine, do it. That is the belief of this legionnaire of Satan. And so it is not surprising that someone with such a malformed conscience would go out of his way to deliberately misinterpret a tweet from like a week ago. This is how the left behaves, though. They find something that they don't like that you said in the past, and they bring it back to the present, and they say, look at this. This is how comedians get canceled, how celebrities get canceled. We're just tired of cancel culture in these United States. I mean, if anything, we need to start canceling the cancelers. The purveyors of purity. Those who go out of their way to dunk on people that they just don't like. Now, in full disclosure, I'm not a big fan of Father Matthew Schneider. I've made memes about him. He's made memes about me. In fact, just a week ago, he showed an unflattering picture of me side by side with a possum. He thought that was really funny. He and his buddies in their little DM groups. Because see, when you're a priest of God, of Matthew Schneider's intellect, education, and stature, the thing that you do with your free time is hang out in DMs with your buddies, with your online Twitter fans, and you talk about people. You talk badly about people, you share tweets, you make fun of people, and you plan your Twitter attacks on people. So that is what is happening here. This has very little to do with a Polish artist depicting a Polish soldier who has lifted a German weapon from one of his felled enemies and is using it to defend his people. It has little to do with that, with the gender norms that are depicted in the picture, with the idea of patriotism and nationalism. This has little to do with that and everything to do with the liturgy.